You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Exciting interview for you now with the, well, I was going to say famous, but I think you're very famous, Finn. We have Finn Andrews here from the Vales, Tamaki Makaurau band, here to talk about Fragile World, their new album. Kia ora, Finn, how are you?
Kia ora, Cass. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's getting a bit cold down here in Otapoti, but I've got a scarf on, so I'm okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you've got that kind of English weather down there, haven't you?
Yes, and it's only getting colder.
Yeah.
How is it up there? Are you up in Tamaki at the moment?
Yeah, it's been beautiful. Blue skies, kind of crisp. It's my favourite kind of weather, actually. Bit of sun, but cold. I like that mixture.
Yeah, very nice. Oh, well, I'm excited to talk to you today about Fragile World, the 8th studio album for the Vales.
How about that?
I know, you've been making music with the Vales for so long now, since you were much younger than me. You were 16 when you started the Vales?
Yeah, something like that, some terrifying number.
From those first studio albums, when you're kind of doing the more indie rock stuff, you have, throughout all your music that you've made, there's been Americana, there's been sort of synth rock, there's been these piano ballads. What can we expect from Fragile World? Where does it sit within the Vales discography, do you say?
Yeah, I don't know. We just had a song in the new Spider-Man trailer, and someone was telling me about this thing called the Spider-Verse, and it's kind of every time they make a new film or whatever, you know, they sort of expand on the Spider-Verse. But I was sort of thinking, I kind of think about the Vales in a similar way. Just each record we're now, is an expansion on the world that we've been making over the last 25 plus years. I don't exactly know what it is. It's still quite new to me, this record, but I think there's some new textures and new ideas in there. I think I'm always trying to find a new way to articulate myself, and I hope it comes across as at once sort of intimate and you know, strident and jubilant. That's the feeling I would like to put across.
Intimate, strident, and jubilant.
That's what I'm going for anyway. I don't know anywhere near that.
Oh, I'm going to. That's what I'll be listening out for.
You might have to squint your ears.
I think when we talk about that emotional, the emotion through your music, I remember hearing you guys play last year and Eric's with Neve Strang opening for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I mean, it is, your music is so emotional. You're stomping your feet on the ground. It's almost this sort of like religious thing. I wanted to talk about how, for me, that was such a live experience, and I wonder how that translates to when you're recording it. You recorded Fragile World live to tape.
Yeah. I think we've always been at our best live, and certainly when I was younger, people used to often say, you're so much better live than you are on your records. And it used to really annoy me because we'd spend so much time and money making these things. But I've kind of learned from that. I think the last records now, we kind of try and treat it as much like a show as we can. It is very live. All of the kind of, all the vocals are basically one take, start to finish, onto tape, trying to kind of, trying to make the most of that, that I think I am at my best when I'm not really thinking about what I'm doing and just playing these songs like I do when I'm on a stage in front of people. And it stops me sort of overthinking things and just operating in a more kind of instinctual way, I suppose.
I like the instinctual songwriting. How was it when producing with Tom Healy, recording at Paddy Hill? What was the environment that was created there? How were you able to just improvise and do it there?
Yeah, it was very unique to us. So it's usually I labor over these things for years, and you know, we rehearse them to death, And then we go in the studio really quickly and record them, and then that's it. That's sort of usually the way it's gone. But with this one, I love being in recording studios. It's sort of my happy place. So I was keen to treat it differently and go in there with these vague ideas, but not much else. And it was mostly Tom and I and Paddy in the studio, just kind of fucking around and not like, I don't know, we didn't really know where it was going. One of the songs was written on the spot. It's, you know, there's nothing particularly radical, but for me it was. It felt like a very new way of doing things. And it prevented me from sort of second guessing everything and just kind of following the sweet aroma. And yeah, not questioning it, just doing it and then moving on.
I like that. When not questioning it and moving on, you have been moving around a lot. You've been around the world. You've been touring across Europe, Australasia, North America. I wondered, as you said before, that it's sort of you and Tom and Paddy doing that stuff together. Do you think being at home, being at a recording studio in Aotearoa affects the sound, affects the type of music you make? Do you come home with the intention of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know. New Zealand was always somewhere I kind of retreated to through most of my adult life, living in London, making records generally in either London or the States. It was somewhere I kind of came when I was burning out, and I got a lot of writing done here, but we hadn't really made any records here until recently. I think what I was very struck by was just how amazing these musicians and producers and engineers were. And London's sort of an odd place like that, because you have these amazing studios, but people have quite a temporary existence there generally. People sort of live there for a few years and then either get too broke and move on, or they, I don't know, just go somewhere else. You sort of often have people that haven't been working in these places very long. They're sort of just doing it for a bit until they find something better. And that was kind of the attitude. Whereas here, I feel like there's just a lot of people who have found their kind of found their thing that they're really brilliant at, and they just do it every day. And certainly Paddy, the engineer, is just amazing. He's just so quick and can make everything sound so beautiful. It sort of allowed us to do everything so live, having him involved. And yeah, just that side of it's been amazing. And Neil Finn's studio up here is incredible, and you know, feel very lucky to have had access to that. So yeah, it's been very different. It's not, as I say, as fraught as it was when I was younger. I think I was always kind of terrified of everything, going into the studio and just feeling like such a fraud in the whole thing. I sort of feel like I've got a little more confidence now in it, and I can kind of enjoy the process far more than I did when I was young.
I think it's well earned. When you talk about being in the studio and the act of creating, the title Fragile World, you talk about that in terms of describing the act of creating music. I wonder if you could expand on that.
Yeah, well, it was the first title I had for the record, but I think I just meant it in a more kind of literal, like just the world has just felt so overwhelming these last few years. And I've noticed myself writing a lot more than I had been for a while, just in the way I did when I was a teenager, I suppose, to sort of escape the horrors of high school. I was sort of doing it again to sort of escape the news cycle. And I don't know, there's something about when human beings are just behaving in the most abhorrent ways imaginable. There's something about retreating into this kind of quiet place of music. And yeah, so I guess it was initially just meant that, but then I kind of realized, I guess the kind of creation of these albums is this very fragile process as well. And I guess, like I was saying with the Spider-Verse, it's kind of similar now. We're kind of creating these worlds each time, and it is such a fragile enterprise when you're making these things, and all these decisions that you're making that, you know, once they're all amalgamated, result in the record. Yeah, so I guess I guess that's what I was thinking about. This kind of fragile world within a world was how the record sounded to me.
Thank you for explaining that. It can be a tricky thing sometimes, the amount of weight that people put behind the name of a record.
Yeah, no, this one was fairly literal, so it was easy.
I wanted to talk to you about the tour, your upcoming tour. You are going to be here in Otapoti on the 25th of June.
Yeah.
And then across the rest of New Zealand. What was it like sort of organising and planning and a tour here back home after being away and touring overseas for so long?
Yeah, it's great. My agent here is amazing, and I just leave it in his capable hands each time. It's a shame the venue, Eric's, we were playing in Dunedin, has closed down, so we're playing two shows in a smaller place called the Pearl Diver,
Pearl Diver's, it's a great venue. That'll be really cool.
So we're doing sort of an earlier show and a later show there on the same night. But yeah, it's great. I love touring this country, and it's nice. We're sort of starting tours here now rather than ending them here as we did in the past. So I think that works really well.
I think so too. It makes us feel a bit more special down here.
Nice. Yeah, everyone always ends their tours here, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Finn, thank you so much for being here and for talking to us today at Radio 1.
Cheers, Cass. Real pleasure.
I'm excited to see you on tour. And as you said before, on the 25th of June, you're now doing two shows at Pearl Diver.
Yeah.
And where people will be able to get Fragile World everywhere they get their good music?
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't actually held it in my hands yet, but it's being made right now. So yeah, I hope it will be in all good record stores soon.
And it's out on June 19th for everyone that would like to hear it. Well, I will play the single that has been released from the album. Here is The Veils. With their song Aurora, you are listening to Radio 1. 91 FM. And I just tripped a little bit. Here's Aurora.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.